Welcome to the Dior land of fairy tales. The Magical Colouring Book. Our story starts on Christmas Eve in the village of Tourville. As the moon glowed high in the sky, the first snowflakes began to swirl in the icy air, hinting at the beautiful surprise that would await the following morning. Waking up, Zoe peered out her bedroom window and, to her delight, discovered the white landscape. Leaping excitedly out of bed, she called to her little brother, "Quick, Louis, wake up! It's magical outside, it snowed!" The children immediately pulled on their boots and rushed out into the garden to have a snowball fight and build a snowman as tall as Louis. At noon, they returned to the warmth of their house, their noses red from the cold and their fingers slightly numb. After their midday meal, their parents announced,
Wrap up well, children. We're going to the Christmas market.
Bundled up tightly in their woolen coats, the family set off on the path that led to the centre of the village. Soon they arrived at the square where the Christmas market was held. Charming wooden chalets were arranged around a majestic tree, decorated with shiny baubles and fairy lights. Passers-by milled about merrily to the air of Christmas carols echoing through the aisles. The smell of roasted chestnuts mixed with cinnamon, and Louis' stomach began to rumble. And so his parents bought two bags of delicious pralines. Meanwhile, Zoe noticed an old lady positioned somewhat apart from the rest of the market. She was selling colouring books. The girl wanted to move closer to take a better look, but was interrupted by her little brother's shouts.
"Oh no, my sweets!"
Louis had just spilled his bag of pralines in the slushy snow. Without a second thought, Zoe said to him,
"Don't worry, we'll share my pralines. I have too many just for me."
And so Zoe poured half of her pralines into her brother's empty bag. When she finished, she looked up to find the lady with a notebook standing in front of her. She smiled kindly down at her and spoke.
"Let me give you one of my colouring books to reward you for your goodness."
The happy and grateful Zoe thanked the old lady enthusiastically and put the colouring book safely into her coat pocket. Later, during dinner, the little girl flipped through the pages. They were filled with beautiful black and white drawings that told a tale of the magic of Christmas. Louis pointed to the page that represented Santa's workshop and said,
"This drawing is my favourite. Do you know why?" "Probably because it's packed with presents,"
his sister smilingly replied. Back in her room, Zoe sat on her bed and opened her book. She started to colour in the fir trees in Santa's forest, though it wasn't long before tiredness crept up on her. The little girl closed her eyes and fell into a deep sleep, the little book slipping out of her hands and onto the ground. In the middle of the night, a noise that sounded like sparkling woke Zoe from her slumber. She opened one eye and saw a light coming from her colouring book. It looked like the twinkling of 1,000 stars. She stretched out her hand towards the book, when suddenly, a tiny elf as tall as 3 peas appeared in front of her.
"Delighted to make your acquaintance," he said. "My name is Bobby."
Zoe, who could hardly believe her eyes, stammered,
"Am I dreaming?"
However, the elf, too busy to answer her, had grabbed the corner of the colouring book and was trying to pull it up. But it was far too heavy for him, and so he asked her,
"Can you help me to get it standing up?"
With one hand, Zoe propped up the colouring book. On its cover, Bobby drew the outline of a door, which took shape as if by magic. Then he threw a handful of glitter into the air, making Zoe instantly shrink until she too was as tall as 3 peas. Next, opening the door he had produced on the cover, the elf turned to her and asked,
"Are you ready for an adventure?"
The little girl hesitated for a moment, but curiosity got the better of her, and she decided to enter. As she stepped through the door, Zoe immediately recognized the decor. She had landed in one of the colouring pages in the book. Busy elves surrounded her in all directions. Bobby announced,
"Welcome to Santa's post office."
A giant mailbox was affixed to the wall. Every second a new letter came through the slot. It was taken and opened by an elf who wore big glasses. She unfolded the paper and began to read aloud the list of gifts asked for by a child. Zoe barely had time to listen before Bobby drew a second door in the wooden wall, taking the little girl with him. They both arrived in a new setting. The chaos of the post office had been replaced by a peaceful, snowy forest where a herd of reindeer rested at the foot of tall green fir trees. Bobby then said,
"Welcome to Santa's forest."
The elf invited Zoe to ride on the back of Rudolph, the leader of the herd. They climbed onto the reindeer, which started trotting through the powdery snow before taking flight. They zigzagged among the stars until they reached the immense grey moon. They flew over the elves' village, which looked exactly like the Tourville Christmas market. Finally, the reindeer began its gentle descent and placed the little girl and the elf at the entrance to the forest. Zoe fell backwards into the powdery snow, exclaiming,
"Wow! That was magical!"
"I know somewhere even more magical. Shall we go?"
Bobby asked. Zoe stood up quickly, while the elf drew a new door in a tree trunk. This time, the little girl's destination was an enormous room. Spreading over several floors, it was where hundreds of elves worked. Bobby proudly announced,
"Welcome to Santa's workshop."
The little girl didn't know where to turn. There were so many things to see. Strange machines made all sorts of toys. Robots, stuffed animals, wooden planes, puzzles, drums, even metal rockets. The toys were then wrapped in pretty paper before flying to the top floor. On the highest gangway, Santa Claus played the role of orchestra conductor. He loaded the gifts into his sack while singing out,
"Ho, ho, ho!"
This made Zoe think very hard of her little brother. She remembered that the workshop was his favourite colouring book picture. A little lost in her thoughts, she didn't notice Bobby landing in front of her in a metal rocket.
"Let's go say hello to Santa Claus,"
he said. The elf invited Zoe to board the spacecraft. After throwing a handful of glitter into the air, the toy took off at full speed. They slammed between the floors until they reached the gangway. When the rocket landed, Bobby said,
"Final stop, everybody off."
Santa Claus placed his fists on his hips and, with a scowl, said,
"Come now, Bobby. How many times have I told you that it is forbidden to play with the children's presents?"
But Bobby quickly changed the topic.
"Santa Claus, let me introduce you to, what's your name?"
"I'm Zoe, and I wish to thank you with all my heart for letting me visit your magical world."
"Well, I'm delighted that you like my world, but it's not me you have to thank."
Santa Claus mysteriously answered, stroking his beard. At that moment, a door began forming on the workshop wall. It was much larger than the one drawn by Bobby. It opened slowly, and Mrs. Claus appeared. She patted the elf on the head and gave Zoe a kind smile. The little girl recognized her immediately.
"Aren't you the lady with the colouring books at the Christmas market?"
Mrs. Claus started laughing and replied, "Yes, that's me. Every year I go to a Christmas market to give a magical colouring book to a child. It's not just Santa Claus who likes to give gifts."
"It's a wonderful present. I was very lucky."
Bobby turned to face Zoe and said,
"Chance had nothing to do with it. Mrs. Claus told us by the fireside what you did for your little brother. when he dropped his pralines in the snow.
Oh, but that was nothing, the girl replied.
Well, it is my belief that it's all these selfless little nothings that make you such an exceptional big sister. With that, Bobby drew one last door. It was time for Zoe to return to her family and for Santa to distribute the presents. She looked at the elves, the toys, Bobby, Santa, and Mrs. Claus, wondering if she would forget them all once she walked through the door. But Mother Christmas reassured her. Don't worry. Every time you open your colouring book, you will think of us. Zoe stepped through the last door and left the enchanted Christmas land behind. She was cuddled up and cozy in her bed when she heard her little brother shouting on the stairs.
Quickly, Zoe, wake up! It's magical! There are so many presents under the tree!